Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I think if you're going to the game to see Taylor Swift, are you not rooting for the Chiefs?
No, you can go to see Taylor Swift and also root for the Browns.
I will just say that Vanessa is a Browns fan until the Chiefs are involved. Same thing with my daughters. My daughters ask me...
We root for Travis Kelce's success? Is that
no,
what that is?
No, they're rooting for Taylor's. Happiness. No, they just are rooting for Taylor Swift, and Taylor Swift's rooting for the Chiefs. This is where the Taylor Swift thing becomes a little cultish.
It's weird. I saw a quote from Taylor a couple days ago. She was talking about how much she dislikes Brock Purdy because Brock Purdy gave her all sorts of, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, anxiousness in the Super Bowl game. She's like, oh, he scared me, and so I don't like Brock Purdy. And it's like,
Did the Tay-Tay Hive, or whatever the hell they call the damn thing, did they go after Brock Purdy?
I think they all now dislike Brock Purdy as well.
Well, that's actually smart because he's an overrated quarterback. Well, that one tracks.
They're like, don't pay him $60 million a year. It's like, okay.
All of a sudden, I'm in on Team Tay-Tay with this. I've gotten to this point where, because I understood for a minute last year when people just reflexively, anytime Travis and Taylor came up, it was like they retched, you know?
Yeah.
I've gotten to this point where, she seems like a legitimately nice person.
Mm-hmm.
So do the Kelce boys.
Yeah,
like I it's so weird. I don't necessarily root for Taylor. I don't have a rooting interest. But it's so weird because so many people you meet that are famous, you're like, oh, that person's really a turd. That person,
I guess we don't really know.
Well, no, but there are just so many.
She showed
acts
a lot
of
good signs.
Yeah, but
I guess we'll never really know
of actual generosity. Which
I thought Blake Lively was very generous, and now it turns out that story's changed.
Wait, what? She's not. I gotta be out on Blake Lively.
So the hard part is that Taylor and Blake are like good friends, but then Blake Lively's had a lot of bad incidents in the past year or so.
Really?
She's really mean to a lot of people and not great.
Man.
Jax knows exactly what I'm talking about.
I'd like to be ignorant of this. I like Blake Lively and
problem.
I like Ryan Reynolds.
They seem like they're all great people,
He's
but
Canadian
I don't, we don't
and
really
Deadpool.
Know them.
She's a,
I know. We don't really
a
know
Miami
these.
10.
We don't really know these people, though.
I can't do this. I can't be the cynical thing. I actually put some stock into Taylor Swift seeming like a really great person, and I think there's enough signs of that that I can't give in to the cynicism, even if I do think that it's, as of right now, it's just a giant machine that kind of goes along, not Taylor, but the hype machine with her is a little overbearing.
Ask Jay-Z how this is going for you. Eventually, you live long enough to become the bad person.
Yeah, or you just shouldn't go to those parties.
and everyone associated with those parties.
Yeah. I mean, I would just think, like, hey, do you want to go to the party where this is happening? I'd be like, no, that sounds awful. Why doesn't somebody stop one of those?
Well, yeah, if you know that's happening going into it, obviously you don't want to be a part of those.
They got Trojan horsed.
But I think there's a lot of weird
Hollywood.
They just
stumbled into an orgy and then we're like, oh, well, that's, I guess I can't leave. I don't want to be rude.
But that's part of the weird Hollywood culture.
Where's the jelly?
In many respects, you're like, how weird can life get? Okay, let's find out. That's Hollywood in a nutshell.
Yeah, that's,
we're talking about these under Hollywood tunnels that they use that have Starbucks in them that only they know about to cut through traffic. A lot of weird things happening in Hollywood that we can't account for.
Are you sure you're just not going down, like, you're just not going down certain, like, 4chan rabbit holes right now?
I don't know that website, but I've gone down rabbit holes for sure. I don't know, like, that website.
They're secret tunnels only for stars.
That's the new rumor, that there's A-list stars have a secret tunnel under Hollywood. It was built for A-list stars, and the newest development
so
is people that have worked at
that. Star falls a little bit?
I don't know how that works, but there's apparently a Starbucks down there that they'll give you, like, free Starbucks and everything.
How do you get the job at that Starbucks?
That's what's the problem, is the people that work at that Starbucks are now starting to speak out about these tunnels. I don't know what's going on.
Wait. So, like, do you lose privilege? Like, hey,
listen, I'm not an expert on the underground tunnel. Okay,
but I just feel like you would have read up on
a historian on the underground tunnel.
You've come up with a generic.
This is like the Denver airport. I know just enough to be dangerous, but I don't know everything.
Yeah, but see, this is the problem. You have to go down the full rabbit hole. You can't dip a toe into special Starbucks laden traffic situations for A-listers and then not dip the rest of your body.
This is just living, is all this is, man. I don't know how you haven't heard about any of these stories.
I hang out with my kids and my dog a lot. Like,
the big question the internet wants to know is how many celebrities, A-list celebrities, have you ever seen in traffic in general, like in Hollywood? And not that we live in Hollywood, but like, how many times have you looked over and been like, there's Will Smith? Doesn't happen often.
Yeah,
Nick.
But how often have I seen Will Smith in general?
That's precisely the point. They have the tunnels. They go through them, and they're on one spot into another spot. 20 minutes, boom.
I'm going to go ahead and say this. This just does not sound like factual. This feels like something that somebody out there wants to make up to continue to drive home the idea of evil Hollywood elites, and it just feels
Wait. This isn't like...
This sounds very 4chan, 8chan for me.
It's not the worst thing in the world if there was like a spot so they got to avoid the whatever highway that has a bunch of traffic in LA.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Celebrities.
Yeah, but the idea that it's been the secret for so long, like the Rat Pack under the Cal Neva, the hotels that they had in Vegas to go either help mobsters hide bodies or have fun with women, that was well known about. You can actually go see those now. When did these things become a thing? When did these tunnels with Starbucks in them?
Again, you're asking way too many questions
about these tunnels.
I'm not an expert on the tunnels. I've just seen a few TikToks.
This is exactly why you need to it just doesn't pass the smell test for me. If it's just, there's some tunnels, and then you get an A-lister.
It doesn't seem improbable that they would have a secret way of getting around town.
Do you get them at Diddy parties? Is that where you get them?
I don't know about those.
Hey, here's some KY, and here's your what are the things called on turnpikes? Because I can never afford them either.
Hole?
No, one of the pass. Easy pass.
That was rude. That was again.
Is it an easy pass? Yeah.
You can afford an easy pass? What do you mean? You sign up and then it deducts it from your credit card.
Yeah, I'm aware. I think it's a frivolous thing because I don't go on the turnpike often. So, that was the wrong way of saying it.
Okay. You just think they're stupid, which makes sense. Around here, that is stupid.
Yeah, but and also maybe I couldn't afford them.
No, you definitely could.
Maybe that extra $30 a month is not what
that's not what they do. That's not how that works.
Yeah, they debit the money off your account. Yes?
Yeah, they debit the money of your account, but you don't pay money to have the thing each month.
It's like a monthly subscription.
It's not a subscription.
Are you sure?
100%.
I think
they're very prevalent. They're very prevalent in Chicago. I had one growing up in every car.
Oh, look at you. Every car? Wow.
You had to, because you had to keep paying tolls everywhere you went.
Very happy for you and your family's lavish lifestyle. Were you the McAllisters?
Because you got to pay tolls all the time?
Did you live in the Home Alone house?
Because you paid tolls all the time?
Yeah.
That was so frustrating. Anywhere you wanted to go was an extra little bit for the tolls. Quarterback, you will have.
That's a monthly maintenance fee of 75 cents per transponder.
Okay.
No.
So
there was never a monthly maintenance fee.
Well, maybe
that
the game's changed.
That must be a new thing. I don't know.
That's for Ohio.
Maybe you've been hanging out.
Classic Ohio, getting after the people, robbing the people of their
and
money.
Diddy and Jay-Z and Jelly Roll have been hanging out in the A-lister tunnels.
No easy pass there, I'll tell you that much.
You're out on the easy pass game.
We got free Starbucks and it's coasting, baby.
This show has descended into... Also, I don't believe Daryl wouldn't say hi to Taylor Swift.
He would take a photo. You know he would take a photo.
I wouldn't take a photo.
I wouldn't take a photo.
I'm not going to get body slammed for saying, hey, Taylor, how are you?
How much money do we have on between the two of us that he takes something Taylor Swift related that happens before the game and turns it into content?
He loves them clicks. He would take
loves
a picture.
Her. Cares too
of
much
her.
About it.
Not with her, but I'm saying of her or a video.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's Mr. Nonplussed right there.
It would 100% happen.
216-474-0092. You can call about literally anything. We crossed a pretty significant span of topics there. We got one more segment to go in case we missed it next on 92.3 The Fan.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.